Backseat Box Office voicemail show for episode number 61, including the results from the weekend of November 18th through the 20th, 2011. Hello and welcome to Backseat Box Office's results show. Yeah, my voice probably sounds a little rough. Whatever I had last week is still lingering, but I'm not hurting. I'm not feverish. The cough has mostly gone away. Right now it's just this weird sore throat, raspy, pretty much just sexy voice that I've got going on. As it stands, the more I talk, the more painful it does become. So I'm not going to talk too much. If I can avoid it, I'm going to try to cut out some of the talking as much as I can. And fortunately, the way things worked out this week, I think I'll be able to avoid most of it. Let's go ahead and jump into a voicemail that talks about one of the subjects from the actual main show from last time.
Hey, Backseat Box Office, this is Pat and Mesa calling again. You guys were talking about the Hunger Games and the books and the movies that's coming out and stuff like that, and I just wanted to make a quick comment that I bought all three books on Barnes & Noble website for the Nook ebook version. I don't know if the deal's still going or not, but I got all three for about $5. And all told, all three books are about 850, 880 pages or so. So it's young adult, so it's kind of a quick read. The first book is pretty good. The other two are okay. I kind of got them because my wife wanted to read them and see the movie, and then my daughter's going to read them and see the movie. I thought it was kind of a fun little thing that we could all do together, read all the books and then go see the movie and kind of talk about them and stuff like that. But if you are interested in the books and you have a Nook, you might want to try to get on Barnes & Noble website and see if you can get the omnibus, all three books together for about $5, maybe $6. I don't know if Kindle or Amazon is having the same deal right now, but it would be worth checking out if you want to read those. Alright, Tad out. Bye.
Alright, thanks, Tad. I checked out the Barnes & Noble website right before I started recording, and unfortunately it does not look like the deal's still going, but it does look like you can still pick up the first Hunger Games book for the Nook for about $6. I would have done this, but my wife has already purchased them for her Nook, so I'm going to use the Lend Me feature to grab them and read them from her stockpile of the books. The books are still available, though, and it looks like you can buy the whole shebang for around $15, $16, something like that. So if you're interested, that's still a pretty decent deal over even the paperback versions. So they're out there. Thanks for the tip, Ted. And now let's go ahead and jump into the show. We're going to start with a reading of the box office results. We're going to talk about how everything did. It was pretty much what everyone expected, I think. The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 1, which I'm just going to start calling Breaking Dawn, it made $138.1 million this weekend. Absolutely stunning. I know it made over $30 million in the Midnight movies alone. Its budget was only $110 million, so it's already made its budget back in the opening weekend. Just, I know I'm not the audience for it, but congratulations. Seriously, that's you brought butts to seats in the theaters, and that's a good thing, no matter how you shake it. In second place, Happy Feet 2. Didn't make as much, I think, as many of us expected. It only pulled in $21.2 million. The Immortals, in its third week, pulled in a lot less than I expected, $12.3 million. It dropped almost 62% over the weekend. It, in fact, early estimates had that in the next movie pretty close, like $250,000 difference. I actually had to wait until the actuals came in before I went ahead and did any of the results for this week. In fourth place, Jack and Jill with $11.7 million. Puss in Boots made $10.8 million. Going down, we didn't have anybody pick the sixth place movie, Tower Heist, which made $7.1 million. We did have one person pick J. Edgar at $5.9 million. That said, we're going to do things in reverse this week because I feel like it. So we're going to listen first to a voicemail from the person who picked the lowest this week.
So, this is William Paul calling in my picks for the week. And yes, I realize I'm approximately 90 minutes past the deadline. So, Tony, if you want to play this this voicemail, and let me know the score that I would have gotten had I not been a lazy insert adjective here. Feel right ahead. If you want to ignore this voicemail, that's completely viable as well.
No, we're not going to ignore it.
So, the picks I would have had, we'll go with Breaking Dawn at number one. I mean, like the series or not, you know it has a rabid fan base. So, there's that. Second, number one from last week, Immortals. Looks fairly good. I think my wife and I might try to go see it at some point. Happy Feet. I guess it's Happy Feet 2 or something. Also coming out this week. And then Puss in Boots at number 4, and J. Edgar at number 5. Like I said, because this is obviously past the cutoff, I know that it's not going to affect my my abysmal score, because, you know, I'm at the bottom anyway. What does it matter? So I will catch you guys. I'll catch you guys later. Talk to you. Bye.
All right. So, yeah, technically William was a little late, but it's obvious that he had no foreknowledge of any of the weekend estimates. If he had, his picks might have been different. So I'm actually going to let his picks stand because they do raise his overall average. Now, he did have the lowest score of the week, but overall, not a bad score. His first place pick, Breaking Dawn, everybody picked Breaking Dawn at number one. I think, in fact, we said that we weren't going to allow anyone to not pick Breaking Dawn at number one. Immortals at number two. It actually came in third. Lost a point there. Happy Feet 2, he picked in third. It came in second. Lost another point there. Puss in Boots, he had in fourth. It came in fifth place. And J. Edgar, he had in fifth. It came in seventh. Lost 2 points there. He lost a total of 5 points for a score of 20. That is the lowest score this week. All in all, everyone had a fantastic weekend. And for the lowest score to be a 20, that's pretty impressive. If we would not have counted William's score, the lowest score would be the next score. And that's a 23. So everybody did pretty phenomenally. Jeff, he was the only one to make this particular set of picks. And he picked Breaking Dawn at number one, Happy Feet 2 at number two. Those were both correct. Jack and Jill at number three, Immortals at number four, which those were reversed, and Puss in Boots at number five. Jack and Jill and Immortals, they were $250,000 difference. If the estimates would have swung the other way, Jeff would have been the only person to get a 25 this week. He had possibly the closest pick of anyone who did not get a 25. Not very far off at all from the 25. He did end up with a 23 this week. Next up, Cougaron, BD, and Father Beast all selected Breaking Dawn at number one, Happy Feet at number two, The Immortals at number three. All three of those were dead on perfect. Puss in Boots at number four, Jack and Jill at number five. Fourth and fifth were reversed, so they lost 2 points each. Those three all ended up with 23s. And finally, we've got a couple of voicemail. I'm going to go ahead and let the voicemail hold off for just a second because I think it's worth saying that everyone else, 10 other people who made picks, all picked the same. All three hosts picked the same. Mark, Scott, Tad, Mrs. Beast, Mentally, Uriah, Tom, myself, Jonathan, Andrew, we all picked Breaking Dawn at number one, Happy Feet 2 at number two, Immortals at number three, Jack and Jill at number four, Puss in Boots at number five. We all got a 25. So if you're one of the, amongst those 10 people, pat yourself on the back. It was it was impressive to see that many people with the exact same pick and to have every one of us come through with a 25. The hosts have hit the golden trifecta in what is, we consider, the Oscar season. And it doesn't get a whole lot sweeter than that, let me tell you. So for the record, we're going to go ahead and play Scott and Tad's voicemails, and I'm just going to let those play here back to back.
Hey guys, Scott again, back for my picks. But first, a word on last week. Wow, it has to be really terrible when a 19 can get you into the top 5. But oh well. For this week, yeah, I'm not crazy. Number 1, Twilight, Breaking Dawn, Part 1, which has, now that it's married off, douche face and empty face, has abandoned its abstinence metaphors for anti-abortion metaphors. Have fun with that, children. Number 2 goes to Happy Feet 2, because dancing penguins are inexplicably popular. Number 3, Immortals, which is going to be what all the guys see that haven't been dragged to the other two movies. Number 4, Jack and Jill. I don't know why that's popular. And number 5, Puss in Boots, which will lose most of its audience to Happy Feet. That's my predictions. See you next time.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Hey, Backseat, this is Tad calling in with my picks for this week. I'm going to go with Twilight at number 1, Happy Feet at number 2, Immortals at number 3, and I'm going to go with, this is a tough one.
It's really not.
I'm going to go with Jack and Jill at number 3, or number 4, and Puss in Boots at number 5. Good luck, everybody, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
All right, thanks, Tad. And for some strange reason, Tad's voicemail goes on for about another 2.5 minutes with nothing there. So I think the voicemail system just didn't hang up on him. So there you have it. There are the 15 folks that participated this week. The scores were just out of this world. Everybody did a fantastic job. The average score this week was a 24.1. Just incredible. Everybody did an amazing job. That said, next week we get to do it all again. Let's take a quick look at the leaderboard. Really not a whole lot of movement. The scores were so close that the only real movement came from one more person dropping off the leaderboard, which everybody below that person shifted up. And a couple of ties were broken because the two ties we had, one of the people got a 25, the other person got a 23. Therefore, one of the people stayed in whatever place they were, the other person dropped down to the next. So it looks like we had a couple of people drop with nobody moving up in those positions. It was just that they were tied before. They are no longer tied. That said, Crazy Jeff, William, Mrs. Beast, and Mentally all move up a slot. Father Beast technically moves down a slot because Mark and Father Beast were tied in 11th place before. And Mark got a 25. Father Beast got a 23, so that broke the tie. Andrew is in 10th place. His 25 brought his average up to an 18.82. Uriah is in 9th. His 25 brought his average up to an 18.91. Jonathan's 25 brought his average up to a 19.27. Tom's 25 brought his average up to a 19.63. Cougaron in 6th place. His 23 brought him up to 19.91. Scott is in 5th. His 25 brought him up to 20.3. Jeff actually fell from 3rd to 4th. He and Tad were tied at 3rd place, and his 23 brought him up to a 21.9. Tad's 25 brought him up to a 21.27. In 2nd place, my 25 brought me up to a 21.55. and Beattie still in first. His 23 brought him up to an average of 22. I did move a little closer, though. So, all in all, everybody did great. Everyone advanced. Everyone's scores moved up, with the exception of Crazy Jeff, because he did not participate. One more week, and he will drop off the list. Please, if you're listening, if you're not participating, if you have not participated yet, jump on in. There's still time. Plenty of time. This season lasts until Memorial Day. So you have plenty of time to jump in. And it's the Oscar season, so it's anybody's game. Things are going to get crazier before they get any better. Guaranteed. Thanks for listening. Thanks for putting up with my terrible, scratchy, but sexy voice. And thanks for listening. Get some of your friends involved. Battle it out amongst yourselves. The hosts and I do it. You don't have to go up against the whole leaderboard. We'll post your scores there. I'll keep track of it for you. But battle it out against your friends. Get them involved. We'd love to have them join the leaderboard and participate in Backseat Box Office. Join the fun. The comments are lively. It's great to see a lot of good back and forth, a lot of speculation, a little bit of trash talk. It's all good. Thanks again to everyone for listening. I'm going to go before I completely Peter Brady out and start singing and just embarrassing everyone. Thanks for listening. I will catch you guys next time. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Skanksgiving. See ya.